Music is filling concert halls throughout Central California this month as classical symphony orchestras are active all throughout the valley. A few weeks ago, we told you about the Fresno Philharmonic's new season. Last week, it was conductor Stylian Kirove of the Bakersfield Symphony who joined us. Right now, we have on the phone Bruce Kiesling with the Tulare County Symphony presenting a concert this weekend. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
I want to talk about your concert titled Billy the Kid, American Identities, and what's coming up this weekend in just a moment. But first, I want to start out. You have a new feature to your orchestra, or at least to the theater this year. You have a new shell. Why is that important? Because I guess to the audience, they see what's the backdrop behind the orchestra. Why would that matter for the musicians and the audience experience?
Well, when we talk about an orchestra shell, what we're really talking about is that architectural item that sort of wraps around the orchestra, the sides, the back behind the orchestra, and very importantly, the pieces of acoustical treatment that are above the orchestra. And if for us, for the past 8 years that I've been here at least, there's been sort of a makeshift piece that we had a couple of different elements that moved around, but they weren't quite enough to really encase the entire orchestra in sound. And certainly our biggest thing that was missing was acoustical treatment above the orchestra. And so we have recently, we completed fundraising for a large purchase of a new orchestral shell that has an adequate number of pieces to wrap the full sides and the rear of the orchestra, as well as acoustical treatment above, which are called clouds, with lights in them so that the musicians are seen and they can see their music. And what that basically does is it captures the sound and it does kick it out into the hall in a much more complete and balanced way. And then the other thing that's you just mentioned that's a really important piece it allows the orchestra not only to hear themselves a little bit better, but to hear the different sections of the orchestra. So if you're sitting on one end of the orchestra, you know, there are 80 people on stage. Who is furthest from you may be a good ways away. And in the old treatment, without that, especially the pieces above the orchestra, without that, it was very difficult to hear across the orchestra. So in this one case, which was so fantastic, we had our first rehearsal last night in our new acoustic environment, and many of the musicians were like blown away, but they're like, wow, I can hear sections of the orchestra that I've not heard before. So not only will our audience benefit from what we know will be a much more complete and balanced and beautiful orchestral experience, but the orchestra already has started to enjoy the benefits of that. So it's a big thing for us and something we've been talking about and raising money for several seasons. So it's a real feather in the cap of the institution, the theater that we share our space with, and for our audience as well.
It's the first chance for the public to hear what that sounds like at the historic Fox Theater this weekend, October 15th. The concert is called American Identities. It sandwiches a new work by composer and instrumentalist Edgar Meyer, his violin concerto, with two very well-known pieces by Aaron Copland. I want to talk about Edgar Meyer in a moment, but let's start out with Copland. His music is so identified with America, the American West. Why is that? Was it that Copland captured something there, or is it that pop culture has so embraced his music that it has now become synonymous? Many classical composers drew on folk themes and things. Is that what Copland was doing there?
I think definitely. When he was writing, you know, he really was looking for a distinctly American sound, and he experimented. He was born in 1900, so certainly that time in America, there was a lot of experimentation musically and looking for an identity, and he dabbled in jazz, he dabbled in new music, and then in the 1930s and 40s, he really settled into sort of an American popularism, and he researched cowboy songs for his ballets, Appalachian Spring, Billy the Kid, and Rodeo. Those things, he, you know, did a lot of research into traditional cowboy songs, etc., and that, I think, he toyed with that. That was another experiment for him in a way, and a phase for him, but it captured the public's imagination, as you say, in a way that made those his most popular works, and certainly they're the works that continue to be played today, and he himself became a film scorer, so I often think that one of the reasons we think that is because so many film scores that came during that time and after him sort of hark back to his, that old, the sound of the great Plains, the Old West, all of that comes so much from Copland's influence. And I think that was partially because he was in Hollywood for part of that time, writing film scores for a few things, not particularly Westerns, but certainly he knew some of those people that ran around in those circles. You know, he was born in New York City, never really traveled to the American West too much, and studied in Paris for part of that time. So it's not exactly a musical Western pedigree, to say the least. But it's something about his music not only resonated for audiences, but I think for him as a composer that allowed him to use those folk songs, those folk elements, and really suggest this idea of the great American dream, the American West, and even Manifest Destiny, which I think is all part of the American optimism that is in his music.
And then you talk about a versatile musician, a versatile composer, Edgar Meyer, a great double bassist, who's at home performing traditional folk songs or Bach or with the symphony orchestra. He has a violin concerto, and you have an extraordinary violinist, Alexei Kenny, performing that work with your orchestra. What is it about that piece that most intrigues you?
Well, I love that it really fits into our program because we're talking about American identities. And as you mentioned, the composer Edgar Meyer, he really does a little bit of everything. And I think he captures those different elements in his concerto. This piece was commissioned by Hilary Hahn and has only been played by a few orchestras. It's a rather new piece out there, and we're thrilled to be presenting it with such a fantastic soloist with Alexei. And it's kind of a piece that has lots of different American influences. There are moments of minimalism that sound like John Adams. And then particularly in the second movement, which is really two different themes combined, you hear this influence of that sort of American traditional music folk song that comes in the second movement. And you can really hear that part of the music that speaks to Edgar Meyer's, that part of his career. And the way he works it in a very contemporary sound and setting, it still sounds distinctly American and really fits right in. Our whole season with the Tulare County Symphony this year is called Back to Our Roots. So the whole year we're experimenting and sharing music that was inspired by different kinds of folk idioms, folk songs, gypsy songs, and traditional music. So whether we're hearing music of Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, or in this case, Copland, we're really trying to find examples of composers who were inspired by those same kind of things, that folk tradition, and certainly not only Copland, but Edgar Meyer in this piece is another example of that.
You have another concert coming up in November, a Stellar Serenades, of course, Tchaikovsky's famous violin concerto, and then the suite from Stravinsky's The Firebird. How does that fit into this season?
Well, certainly the violin concerto, that famous third movement of the violin concerto, was based on a traditional Cossack folk song. So that we'll have that again in our January program, where both Beethoven and Tchaikovsky symphonies that were inspired by fiddle playing come in. And then in Stravinsky's piece as well, the song that comes in at the end of The Firebird Dance has really become almost its own traditional song. So that famous tune that comes in during their Bursusen finale, the lullaby, and the last piece that comes in, we think of that as something that's become part of the popular culture today.
Again, Bruce Kiesling with us today on Valley Public Radio. You mentioned a concert featuring Beethoven and Tchaikovsky in 2017. Tell us about that as well.
Yes, in January 14th, it's called Indigenous Impressions, because in that program we'll have, again, music by Beethoven, his first symphony, and Tchaikovsky's second symphony, which is called The Little Russian, and we call it The Little Russian Symphony because it's all based on Ukrainian folk songs, and at that time, the Ukraine was known as Little Russia, and so he subtitled this symphony, the Little Russian Symphony, because each of the movements is inspired by folk songs and actually quotes them. And again, very much in that fiddle tradition of fast playing in the violins in both the last movement of the Beethoven and throughout that Tchaikovsky. And looking ahead, we have an incredible jazz program. In February, we will be doing some wonderful music by George Gershwin, with his Rhapsody in Blue. Again, something's become part of the culture, part of our musical vernacular in this country. And then we continue with, of course, our most popular concert, which is our Great Movies, Great Music. We do this every year. And so we'll have a little bit of everything. This year's program, we're celebrating Oscars, so different music and scores from films that have won, or in a couple of cases just were nominated but didn't actually win the Oscar. And then we close the season, kind of bookending this first concert with music buff Aaron Copland with his fantastic Symphony No. 3.
We're looking forward to it, and maybe those Academy voters should have got it right the first time on some of those.
Absolutely.
But we'll look forward to the Hollywood concert and all of those that are coming up at the Visalia Fox Theater with the Tulare County Symphony. Bruce Kiesling, the director and conductor, joining us today. You can find more information online at TulareCountySymphony.com. The concert is this Saturday at the Fox, again featuring music by Aaron Copland and Edgar Meyer. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.